Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
God's word is true to the end. Am I helping somebody this morning? Come on, we need to have a trust. Also, too, we see about these people that they have perseverance. That's what we're going to talk about today. And also, too, we see that they have sacrifice. I wrote this down. These people had a hunger to please God, a heart to trust Him, with daily perseverance and willing to sacrifice no matter what it cost them. Let's look at perseverance. It's made up of two words. It's per and it's verance. Now, I want you to see perseverance. It means this, to stand by severely, to stick it out, not giving up, effort required to do something and keep doing it until the end, even when it's hard. Grit. Now, today I'm just going to tell you, this may be a hard message for you, but you know what? If you don't receive it well, you ain't got no grit. So hopefully you'll leave with grit today. Determination, endurance, patience. The man who wrote, was inspired to write the Message Bible. It's a text like we have New King James and King James Version. He wrote a version of the Bible, and it's called the Message Translation, and it was a man by the name of Eugene Patterson, and this is what he says about perseverance, and I love it. Write this down if you're taking notes. It's long obedience in the same direction. Perseverance, it's long obedience in the same direction. How many of y'all know we live in a time and day today that people do not have perseverance? We live in a time and day where people have no grit. I remember even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would talk to young men. I love the sport of football. I love man stuff, right? And I would talk to a young man, big old burly boy, and I'd say, hey, why aren't you playing football? And he'd say, well, I don't get along with the coach. And I'd say, you crybaby, get past that. Get over whatever's plaguing you and get out there and play football. Knock somebody's head in. Come on, somebody. Be a man. You know, because down the road, if you let some coach get inside of your head in the ninth grade, how many of y'all know you're going to have a boss when you're 35 and you got a family to feed at home? You're going to wish that you stuck it out for that coach. We got to have a perseverance. I watch these people all the time, even on television. We live in such a time where people want to give up. This year, my son, Anson, we wrestle at Tascosa, and the coach there, I just love him. Oh, man, I love him. I mean, he is hard on them boys. He's like training Olympic athletes, and I love it. And them kids are looking up, ah, get out there, boy. Don't look at me like a crybaby. You know why? And you know, it's amazing. We always start the year off with like 50 kids, and it always dwindles after about 2 days. Then they put out stuff on Facebook. It's so hard on our kids. Listen, how many of you know, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he grows old, he won't depart from it. You know what happened? Today, we live in such a time where people give up and they have job after job. I can count on one hand how many jobs I've had. I've had bosses that have been mean to me. I've had people that have treated me wrong. But I'm going to tell you, life is hard, but God is good. Come on. Life is hard. God is good. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to be people of faith, you're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to go through some places that are difficult and rough. But you just got to keep going. You got to have some grit. You got to have some endurance about you. When I read about these people in Hebrews chapter 11, these weren't crybabies and people wanted to give up. They said, you know what? The Jericho is big. God told us to do something crazy. But I'm telling you, we be obedient to Him and He will see us through. I want to tell you, He will see you through. It may look crazy to walk out on water, but if God calls me to walk out on water, I'm going to walk out on water. James chapter 1, let's go there. James chapter 1, we'll start in verse 2. I've heard many commentaries say that the book of James is probably the most practical book in the Bible. But I'm reading from the NIV and it says this, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Isn't that crazy? How many of y'all consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds? If you raise your hand, you're a liar. Now, you can raise it by faith, right? Like, thank you. Thank you for making my kids crazy today. You know, thank you for the traffic being worse when I'm a little bit late. Thank you for everybody in Amarillo, Texas, driving like a moron. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right? Don't point fingers at me. Some of y'all are those drivers. So, because you know, it says, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Come on. Everybody likes being on top of the mountain, but I want to tell you, where your faith is stretched, and if you're going to have big faith, it's in the valley. Of when you're going through some dark places, you don't know if you're going to see yourself out the other side. But God will have you in the place of perseverance to build your faith bigger than it's ever been before. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking nothing. How many of y'all want to lack nothing in here? I should see every hand up. How many of y'all want to lack nothing in here? I need to talk to you about perseverance. I want to just tell you, when you have a challenge, when you have a test, when you have a difficulty, when you have in-laws and outlaws, come on, right? It brings grit into your life. Perseverance brings maturity. It brings growth. You know, if there's times, many times, where somebody would come to me and they'll say, Pastor, I really want this job. I believe this door's been open for me. But then something will happen. Somebody will call them. Somebody will say something. And they'll say this, I just really think because of what happened, I'm not supposed to go through that door. I want to tell you, if I had that mentality, I wouldn't be a pastor today. If I had that mentality, me and Pastor Brandy wouldn't have no kids. If I had that mentality, I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing today. It's because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but God came to give life and life more abundantly. You don't give up when somebody says something to you. You don't give up when there's a rock in your way. You push the rock out of the way and say, He's the rock that I'm standing on. The wind comes, the snow comes, the rain comes. Many times when we were having Camp Wimberley, Brandy would go crazy. And I'd say, Brandy, why are you going crazy? Actually, I'd be the one going crazy. And she'd say, I've got all of this under control. We'd have all these obstacles that would happen hours before Wimberley. You know what? I knew that God was going to do a work at Wimberley. What if I'd have said, you know what, guys? Sorry, you spent $375. You got to have it all back because we ain't having Camp Wimberley because life got rough. No. Life is rough, but God is good. Come on. How many of y'all believe that this morning? If I gave up every time an obstacle got in my way, I would be a nobody or a nothing. But I want to tell you, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I came to coach today. Goes on, James chapter 1, verse 12. Let's read this. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. I want to tell you, look at this. Blessing comes when you persevere. Blessing comes when you stick it out. Blessing comes when you follow through with your commitment. Blessing comes. You know, we were talking about it as men, and I was talking about it with a good friend of mine in Dallas the other day. He's a pastor also here in this church, and we were talking about examples of people that say this, oh, I've just been hurt, Pastor. You know, it's amazing to me, people get hurt at the church and they'll tell me that I was hurt. And then you begin to ask them, it was like their stepmom's uncle that was hurt. And they're carrying offense of something that they don't even know anything about. But how many of y'all know, I know there is, looking across this crowd, Lucy, I'm looking across this crowd, some of y'all were stabbed, had your eyes poked out in a bar, but you still went back. Amen. You still went back. You went to that family reunion and you got in a fight with that cousin that you hate his guts or hate her guts. But yet, you always go back to the family reunion. I'm not going to that church because I saw a young lady that was wearing something she shouldn't have been wearing. I go to Walmart all the time and see that, but I still go back to Walmart. Right? I mean, it's like, you know you're in public, right? People get hurt at all kinds of places, but I'm telling you, it's a choice to you where you get hurt. And you're going to have to push back some hurt. You're going to have to push it through, and you're going to have to persevere if you're going to be a person of big faith. Sorry, I came with two guns a-blazing this morning. How many of y'all already fired up, ready? Charge hell with a squirt gun. James chapter 5. Stay in the book of James here, James chapter 5, verse 11. It says, as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought out. I want you to see that. Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought out. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Those of you that not read the book of Job or don't know anything about Job, this guy went through, I mean, he should have been on Jerry Springer, Mari Povich show, everything. Everything went wrong. He lost his farm, he lost his crops, he lost his animals, then he lost his family. Everything close to him. But I want to tell you, I love that it says this, finally brought about. I want to tell you, if you don't have the victory, it's not final. It's not final. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. It's not final. In the beginning of Job, it is. It's like a country song. But at the end of Job, what does he do? He gives him double for his trouble. It's a story of redemption. It's like the story of many of us in this room. That we're at such a place, we're going down such a road that we wish we wouldn't have been going down. But then Jesus intervened. He had more at the end of his life than in the beginning. But I want to tell you, all through the book of Job, what did he have? He had grit. He had perseverance. He had to push through some things. I want to give you just a few things this morning to leave you with. But I want to give you three things of how you can have perseverance in your life. Number one is this, change your perspective. Change your perspective. What is perspective? It's like you see things in a whole different light. I told you from the beginning, with God, all things are possible. With man, it's impossible. And lots of times, we see things through the lens of down here. We see it through the lens of this earth. We see it through the lens of impossibility. But I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. What we've got to do is, the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. The Bible also says we go from glory to glory. The Bible also says we go from faith to faith. And as we persevere all through those things, we will begin to see things through a whole different perspective and a lens of way the heaven needs to see it rather than the earth. I was thinking about perspective and seeing it through a whole different light. We got to change our perspective. The other day, I sometimes listen to old country music, and Brandy, she gives me a hard time about it, but I like it. I don't listen to this new stuff because I'm not a weenie, but I like the old outlaw stuff, I ain't even going to lie. But Merle Haggard, he came on, and I love the song Good Times, right? I mean, that's a man song. And in the song, He says this. He says, wish a Coke, still cola. The joint was a bad place to be. All right, I can't even sing like him. But in that, he says, where Nixon lied to us all on TV. Oh, the Beatles and yesterday. What a man would still work, still would. You know what I'm talking about. She says no. Now, everybody, are we rolling downhill like... Just kidding. No, don't sing it. All right. You guys were in, weren't you? You're like, yes, let's sing it. No. But, you know, when you sing songs like that in church, all the religious devils leave the building. Amen? They leave. But I was thinking about that. He wrote that song in 1982. He's talking about Nixon lying to us all on TV. He's talking about all those things that he's talking about in his perspective at the time that it was bad, how would he write it today? I mean, Nixon lied to us then. Now you can't turn on nothing without anybody lying to you. They lie about everything. They lie about every little thing that they could tell you. I mean, they're telling us some things in China. That virus that's going on, it may be 1,200 or it may be 12. We don't know. They lie about anything that they can lie about. But I just want you to see something. It's seeing things in a whole different light. You know, all the time when visitors come and there's people that I've shot for over the years, and there's an old boy that I invited to church one time, and I said, I want you to tell me what you saw when you came into church. Because me as the pastor and people on staff and those of you that have been coming here for years, it's easy for you to get comfortable and not see where we have flaws. Being at the place of comfortable is a bad place to be. I just want to tell you. I still got Merle Haggard on the brain right now. It's a bad place to be. When you're sitting on the porch and everything's hunky-dory, it is a bad place to be comfortable. If you're comfortable, you can't persevere. If you're comfortable, you can't have grit. If you're comfortable, you won't have determination or patience. We got to sometimes look at things from a whole different angle. We got to flip the script. You know, sometimes we're going through a situation, and it's not what does my situation say about God's word. I need to say, what does God's word say about my situation? You know, it's like when David fought the giant, he's coming from the field, being in the presence of God, playing the harp, and tending to the sheep. And when he shows up, he's like, oh, he's just a giant. You know why he said he's just a giant? Because he was with something bigger than the giant. And his name is Jesus. He had been in the field with him, and everybody said, oh, but the giant's so big. He said, yeah, he's big. But he was looking at him like this rather than the Bible on the other side. How many of y'all know we do that all the time? We do that. It's like, oh, my gosh. Life is so hard. And I want to tell you, life is so hard. But we need to flip the script and look at it through this lens right here. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. Greater is He, come on, that is in me than he that is in the world. He will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That thing looks, it may be big, but it's not as big as this up close to these eyeballs right here. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord lives on forever. See, when I get the word big enough in front of me, I can't even see the situation that's happening behind it. You need to have the right perspective. Come on, say right perspective. If you're going to persevere, you got to have the right perspective. Only you can flip the script. I look at the story of Joseph, and I've preached on it many, many times, and I love the story of Joseph, how he goes to his brothers, and it's almost full of pride, and said, one day you guys will bow down, you'll follow me, blah, blah, blah. They get offended at him. His dad gives him the coat of many colors. He goes and sees his brothers one day. They throw him in a pit, and then a guy by the name of Judah, one of the brothers, he's like Judas. He said, let's sell him for money. They sell him into Potiphar's house. They sell him, and so he goes to Potiphar's house, and his wife makes advances. You know the story. Why he's in Potiphar's house, he learns the Egyptian language, which helps him when he's thrown into prison. And this whole time, you see that he goes from inside of that pit, he goes back into the palace, and then now he goes into prison. That whole time, God was setting him up for a miracle. If he would have thrown in the towel and said, God doesn't want me, this whole time you're thinking, what is wrong with this guy? But I'm telling you, blessed is the man who endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life that the Lord hath promised to those who love him. I've said it many times, but it's like a key. A key fits a door perfect. There's doors that you'll never be able to go through until things begin to get chiseled away in your life. There's family things that you'll go through. And if you give up, it won't be the right chisel to go through the right door. There may be things in your business that it's hard, but God is chiseling things away in your life to help you unlock doors that you're supposed to go through. Am I making sense this morning? We got to change our perspective that, you know, life is hard, but God is good. Let me tell you about somebody like Joseph. This is him, Genesis chapter 50 and verse 19 to 20. It says, but Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. I am in the place of God. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the savings of many lives. That's coming from a man who flipped the script, who persevered, who pushed. He wasn't bitter. He wasn't upset. He wasn't offended. He said, you know what? I went through the pit for a reason. I went to the palace for a reason. I went through the prison for a reason. We got to change our perspective and see what God has in store for us. You know what you need to have the perspective of? Is this. God will never give up on you. God will never give up on you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He said, behold, I'm with you to the end. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Like I said this morning, you may be going through some things now, but God is always pushing you to be where you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to be. The second thing, you need to have the perspective that he's always working on your behalf. In the prison, even when I can't see it, you're working. In the palace, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. Some of y'all need to get a revelation of that this morning. Whatever you're facing in your marriage, whatever you're facing in business, whatever you're facing right now, I want to tell you, you keep pushing because he's still working on your behalf. The second thing is this. First, change your perspective. Number two, embrace the process. Come on, say, everybody say process. Think about where you came from. Those things, those times where you've gone through some rough patches. Maybe you guys are on your second marriage today or your third marriage. Don't let things go to waste. Let those years build something in you. I want to tell you, it's not always harvest season. It's not always harvest season. But how many of y'all know you got to sow, you got to water, you got to wait, and you got to harvest. You got to sow, you got to water, you got to wait, you got to harvest. In the good times, you got to sow, you got to water, you got to wait, you got to harvest. In the bad times, you got to sow, you got to water, you got to wait, you got to harvest. You got to embrace the process. The process sometimes is hard, but you got to keep pushing. We're going to go through some rainy days. We're going to go through some hard days. We're going to go through some seasons, but you got to embrace it because God is doing something on the inside of you. When you face situations that intimidate you, you need to just stop and not look at fear. You need to stop and pray for boldness. And you know what you need to do? You need to keep taking steps. Keep taking steps. I mean, those of you that had those babies that are 8, 9, and 10 months old, all of us have had them when you get on the floor, and they're like Goo Goo Gaga stage. And, you know, they take those steps, and every one of them, yeah! And then they cry, and they go down because you scare them. And then they get back up, and they take some steps. And I want to tell you, you may be going through some things, and you look goofy doing it. You look weird going through it. I just want to encourage you, you keep stepping. I want to encourage somebody this morning, you keep stepping. You embrace that process. It may be hard right now, life may be hard, but God is good. Here's the third thing, I better keep moving here. Leo, get on to me if I go over. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop fighting. Come on. How many of y'all have all lost the fight? Okay, there's a few of you that tell the truth in church, whatever, lightning. How many of y'all have ever lost the fight? Come on. How many of y'all? Like, We've all lost the fight. But can I tell you something this morning? Get your fight back. Yes. Some of you, you've rolled over like a dog and somebody's petting you on the belly. You need to get your fight back. You know why? Because people are counting on you. People are counting on you. Jesus, he gave his life for you. Get your fight back. Get your fight back. Will you keep fighting for him? Jesus fought for you. Will you keep fighting for him? You got to be loyal to the faith. Be loyal to the calling. 1 Timothy 6:12 says this, fight the good fight of faith. As we come to a close, I just want to tell you, people are counting on you. The other day when we were coming home from Dallas, I don't even know what brought it up, but I was with my friend who's a pastor here in town. And we were going through Quanah, Texas. In between Quanah and Childress, many of you have heard this story, but and I'm not going to go into full details, but we had a wreck in 1988. And lots of times going through there, I do think of this, because it was a very emotional time in my life. But I lost a sister, she's 8 years old, her name was Amber Dawn Bennett. And I remember how rough it was during that time with my parents. But one thing that I truly remember, we lived on Monroe Street over there by Amarillo College, two-story home. My dad always drank Diet Cokes. I can see like visual. How many of y'all know there's things in your life when you're little like that you remember and things you just vaguely do? But I remember this particular day. We buried my sister, I don't know, weeks before. My sister's room was still on the second floor up by mine. It was still the same as the day she left this earth. And I remember times of us being on that front porch, and I could hear my mom. I could hear her up in that bedroom. And me and my dad, he remember that Diet Coke in his hand, and he was trying to unlock the door, and we could hear my mom up there, and she'd just be screaming. She'd be crying out to God. And I remember going up there, and we'd be like hens, you know, getting around my mama. But my mom always knew this, that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to give life and life more abundantly. You know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for a mom and a dad that persevered in the faith. And because of their perseverance, I now have it in me. I'm not going to get offended. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to let things get to me. I'm going to keep pushing because I want all my kids to know that there is an enemy. There is an adversary. The Bible says the devil comes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But I want to tell you this morning, you keep pushing in the faith. You keep pushing in the faith. Come on, you get a fight back on the inside of you. There may have been things that you've got upset about. There may have been things that have been said against you. You keep fighting because somebody is counting on you. He fought for you. Are you going to fight for him? Or are you just going to throw in the towel when something gets upset? It says, fight the good fight of faith. Let me tell you something. We fight the good fight of faith. We don't fight people. We fight the good fight of faith. You know what you need to fight against? You need to fight against your insecurities. You need to fight against your fears. You need to fight against the enemy of your soul. You fight against him. But we don't fight people. We fight the good fight of faith. You came in here and you felt weak. You felt wimpy. I want you to leave here today knowing that we serve a God that fights for us. And you can have a fight back on the inside of you. I love this saying by Edwin Markham. All everybody stand to your feet. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. It says, great it is to believe the dream as we stand in youth by the starry stream. But a greater thing is to fight life through and say at the end, the dream is true. I don't know about you, but I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I don't know about you, but I'm going to fight until the end. I don't know about you, but I'm going to change my perspective today. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have faith when everybody tells me and says, you know what? You should be mad. You should be upset. You say, you know what? I'm going to say no. I don't fight people and I don't fight things. I fight the enemy. And I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. We have a few more minutes in here. I just want us to get that song on the inside of us. If you want to come to the altar at this time, I want you to come to the altar at this time. But if you're in here and you say, you know what? I've given up on my fight. I've lost my perspective. I'm at a place right now that I'm just thinking about my life. I see that I need to change my perspective, and I need to embrace this process. This may be hard, but God is good. Come on. Life is hard, but God is good. Yes. Come on, say it with me. Life is hard, but God is good. Yes. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop fighting. God, I just thank you for this time this morning. If you're in here, you say, you know what? I've lost the fight. Come on, be bold this morning. Just lift your hand. I've lost the fight. I know there's more than that. If you're in here, you say, you know what? I'm not persevering anymore. Just lift your hand. Who are you? I know there's more than one. I know there's more than two. You've lost the fight. You need your fight back. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for these that have their hands raised. If you've got fight in you and you have somebody around you, just put your hand on them. Make them feel loved this morning. Keep your hand raised. Lord, I pray for these that they feel like they've lost their fight. I pray for big faith on the inside of them right now in Jesus' name, that they would fight the good fight of faith. Lord, I just pray that they would have the perspective of what your word says about them and not what culture's tried to believe about them. Lord, I thank you that right now in Jesus' name, by the Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, that you're doing something in them. Lord, they would lay down offenses. They would lay down those curses, that they would lay down those family things that have haunted them all their life. But right now, God, that they would pick up a sword and they would begin to fight for the word. They would fight for the cause. That they would fight and have a hunger to please you. That they would have a fight for worship. That they would have a fight for your word. They would have a fight for prayer. That they would have a fight for revival on the inside of them in Jesus' name. Bring a fight back in them. Lord, we come against that wimpy spirit. We pray that you build them up, that you would be the head, you would be the lifter of their head. I pray for these parents out here in Jesus' name. Give them strength to keep fighting. I pray over these marriages right now that they would keep fighting. I pray, God, over these employees that they would keep fighting the good fight of faith in Jesus' name. Even when I can't see it. Come on, sing it out.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website at arenaoflifechurch.org or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.